Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Bob Kessler, what do you have for us?
Anna Gasteyer, right? You're a fan.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
She went to Northwestern. She on SNL was the middle school music teacher, Bobby Mohan Culp. She was one of the people on Delicious Dish, the NPR cooking show, where they just did a string of double entendres.
Yeah.
Impression of Martha Stewart and Celine Dion. So Anna Gasteyer, how many Emmys do you think she has won in her career?
I would say none.
She has one Emmy. She won it last night.
Oh, good.
The National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences gave out their Children's and Family Emmy Awards. I did not know this. She is the voice of Krabatha. So here's a little of Krabatha.
Cute.
Disney Junior. So she won an Emmy for this animated crab character that she voices and sings. But she's had a really successful Broadway career. She was in Wicked. She was here when Wicked was here first time around. She was back in town.
She sounds like Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a crab.
So what does that do to you as an actor when you went for just a cartoon voiceover as a crab when you've nice. Done some great
right.
things prior to that?
I'm sure she's just happy to get the award. Yeah. But right, I think it is a little funny because she's done a lot of great work on TV and on stage. She has not won a Tony and, you know, was huge in Wicked and several other Broadway productions. And so, well, she got her flowers a little bit anyway last night.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. I didn't know she went to Northwestern either. Anna Gasteyer. I like her. All right, Mary.
Okay, so what do you guys wear when you go on a plane? What's your usual form of attire?
Jeans and
jeans?
A hoodie. I usually always bring a hoodie because I get cold.
PJs, anyone?
No.
No.
something comfortable, but not, you don't want to get too casual.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a new travel survey that says that Chicago ranks among the top 10 of cities with the worst dressed flyers. So we're like in the top 10. Portland is number one. I have no idea why. Denver is number two. So it says that 70% of Chicagoans say that PJ pants are acceptable.
Don't tell John Williams about this.
Why? Does he wear them?
John's always talking about airport attire. Tampa Bay Airport just put out, it was sort of a joke, but they said, no more pajamas at our airport.
Oh, they banned them.
Well, they didn't like officially ban it, but they put out a social media post saying, no more pajamas at our airport.
And it's hard to tell what's PJ pants and what's not.
It's true.
You know, yeah, sometimes. You can't tell.
There's athleisure now.
Yeah, with all the new, you know, bigger track pants type of thing.
Yeah.
Those are really big right now. So anyway, 20% of the people on the survey say, who cares what you wear? And most wear like loungewear, you know, like sweats, hoodies, that type of thing.
Yeah, I hate to be sloppy, but I really do need a hoodie because then that way, if
it's
you don't
freezing.
Need it, you can throw it into your, you know.
It's good to have that layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always cold.
Whether it's, yeah, it's, well, sometimes you're just sitting there and you start sweating and you're like, let's get this plane moving.
And then you got to turn the fan, the above fan
the
on,
fan.
And
yeah.
then somebody yeah. complains because it's right in their face instead of yours.
I do not like to fly. I like to go on vacation and I like it when I'm there, but just packing stresses me out.
Oh, I know. I never know what to pack.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's a lot. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm not very good at planning ahead. I know that surprises all of you. Kevin, what do you have for us?
You're a Dunkin' fan, right?
Dunkin' coffee.
I heard
home.
You talking about Dunkin' once. Maybe not. Bob, Mary, do you like Dunkin'?
Yeah.
I don't dislike it.
Are you talking about the donut?
Not coffee or donuts?
Dunkin', the coffee spot.
Huh?
And donuts, too, I guess. But Dunkin' coffee.
Dunkin' coffee, yes.
No, I don't. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, Dunkin' has quietly begun selling 48-ounce buckets of cold beverages. Have you guys seen this on social media?
That is a bucket.
No.
That's a huge bucket. Now, usually their three sizes are 16, 24, and 32 ounces, but the people have been making a splash on social media recently. It's a giant bucket of iced coffee. And it's still not exactly clear which spots are making this bucket available, but it's literally a bucket full of coffee.
Does it have a drinking top part?
Yeah, there's like a top to the bucket and the straw.
And it doesn't fit in the car.
No, you just got to hold it to have somebody hold it for you.
That's going to work.
Prices for the buckets range from $7 to $10. They can be filled with either iced coffee or fruit-flavored refreshers.
I'll be honest with you, I had a refresher yesterday.
Oh, are they good?
Yes. The strawberry dragon fruit and lemonade. That's what I had.
Oh. Is that a smoothie?
No, it's basically just lemonade and strawberry flavoring because it was the brightest, most neon color of pink I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
But it was really refreshing, hence the name.
And caloric,
not
I'm
too
sure.
Sugary? Yeah.
It was a little sweet, but it worked.
Multiple locations are saying they're struggling to keep the buckets in stock. They've run out in multiple locations. So keep an eye out. If you go to Dunkin', say, hey, you got the bucket of coffee for me? And that would be cool if you found the bucket of coffee.
Bucket of coffee. I can't drink that much coffee. How many cups do you have per day?
Like one or two.
Yeah, me too.
Like two or three, maybe.
Mary, you don't drink it at all. Do you drink tea?
Once in a while. Just one Diet Coke a day and just water.
And Bob,
if I have more than two cups of coffee a day, the tolerance builds up, so I don't enjoy it as much. It doesn't give me the same kick.
Bob is hyper enough.
I love my morning coffee.
I do too, and I just think it has become a habit. I mean, I don't know that it really jolts me.
Yeah, I don't know if coffee does anything to me either, seriously. But I loved having a cup of coffee in the morning or when I get to work or something.
Yeah, it's more like a ritual. And I'm sorry, I know people hate when I talk about my ADHD, but a lot of ADHD meds are stimulants. And a lot of people who have ADHD smoke cigarettes because the nicotine calms them down. I have quit smoking. But I honestly, on Saturday mornings, I wake up early, I have a cup of coffee, and I go back to bed. So it kind of chills me. It just depends. And it's not decaf, so I don't know. I'm kind of happy to hear that it doesn't really jolt you either.
I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. There's sometimes I have coffee and I'm like, I feel almost more tired now. So I don't know. Maybe I need to drink, I have a beverage with more caffeine. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I love coffee though.
I like it, but I put so much cream and sugar in it.
Drink it black, Wendy.
I can't. I tried again.
Garbage in it.
Someone told me to start reducing the amount of the sweet cream creamer I put in it, and I'll keep trying to do that, but I'll tell you right now, there's no way I'm going to enjoy a black cup of coffee because it's too watery.
Watery?
I like the creaminess of the cream in there.
If your black coffee is watery,
there's something wrong with your coffee maker.
Well, no. When you put cream in it, it makes it thicker a little bit.
I guess. But it's not. Well, I've never had really watery coffee.
I don't know. I really don't know. I will experiment and let you know.
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
Now I kind of want one my own self.
Me too.